What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. We're going to break down the Blackhawks' loss overall to the Calgary Flames. We're also going to break down how their first half been, what some things to kind of pretty much recap this whole first half of the season as they get ready for the All-Star break and things to come later on. With that and some news that's also been happening too as well. But let's first break down the first thing, which is their loss to the Calgary Flame. And this one, we're going to break it down point by point, which is not going to be that long because they scored pretty much in the second period. Nothing really happened in the first. Second period, the Blackhawks gave up a power play goal to put the Calgary Flame up 1-0. They tried to battle in the third, couldn't get anything generated during that game. They lose that one 1-0 overall. Now, let's look at some stats real quick. In this game, shots on goal, 32 for the Blackhawks, 31 for the Calgary Flames. We won the faceoff percentage, 52.7%, while the Calgary Flames won 47.3%. We had two chances at power plays, didn't score. They had two chances, and they scored on one, which was that goal in the second period, so they was at 50%. Each of them had four penalty minutes, 19 hits for the Blackhawks, 18 hits for the Calgary Flames, 19 blocks for the Blackhawks, 11 blocks for the Calgary Flames. Pretty much perfect save percentage for the Calgary Flames and 0.968 overall in that one. Now, you had Petr Mrazek right there in between the goal posts right in that one. And out of those, he had 31 shot attempts at him. He saved 30 of them, of course, during that time. So, I mean, he did an okay job. No plus minus to really think of on either side. So that was a good one. The defense didn't give up too much. You had Isaiah Phillips, who had three shots on goal in that game. Seth Jones had a shot on goal. Kevin Korchinski, just to name a few, on the defensive side. You had Taylor Radish with five shots on goal, really was trying his hardest to really score in that one. Lucas Reichel had a shot on goal as well. Philip Kurashev had three shots on goal. Boris Kachuk had three as well. You also had Nick Foligno with two shots on goal. Then you had Joey Anderson with three shots on goal. Jason Dickinson, two shots on goal. Colin Blackwell, two shots on goal as well. This one was just tough. They really was trying to control the battle the whole time. They just really couldn't generate any offense. And it really showed in this game. I think that the defense kind of held up their end of the bargain. They tried their hardest, and now nothing really happened for them. They couldn't really score anything overall, and that kind of sucks for them. So with that being said, you know, it just sucks that you couldn't get no actual goals. And here's the thing. Here's a stat right now. The Blackhawks' expected goals for it is 2.86. So they actually had zero goals. They generated no chances pretty much against the Calgary Flames. They couldn't even capitalize on them. So that's something that you got to take note of overall from this game too. Another thing to take note of as you're watching this one, this is now their 20th straight road loss. They set a franchise record in that one. That one sucks overall because they really tried to play. I think they didn't embarrass themselves. They just couldn't get any points overall. So now that really sucks that they lost their 20th. Now, the 19th was their longest at that one, and that came in the 2003-2004 season. And now you gave that up, so now it really sucks. It just sucks because they really put a lot of effort, especially in the first 40 minutes. And, you know, they gave it up on a power play. That's why I say you never want to give up, you know, power play chances. Lucas Reichel, I felt like, played really good. He played like the Lucas Reichel that we saw last season. And hopefully he could just keep that going. See, that's the thing with these Blackhawks. They do something good and you want them to build off of it, and they don't build off of it. The only person who's actually built off of it was the likes of Jason Dickerson so far and Petr Mrazek. And what happened to those players? They got an extension. So that's something you want to take note of as you're watching these teams play. And speaking of Petr Mrazek, like I said, his first 21 shots he faced were just long goals of the game on the power play that he gave up in the second. So the fact that, to me, he's been the MVP, and we're going to get into that right now too. Right now, Petr Mrazek has been the MVP. I would normally give it to Connor Bedard, but the more games he missed, the more you kind of don't want to say forget about him. You know you need him because he's the only one that gives you that scoring punch. But with that being said, they can't really score, and you know that's not their calling card. But the goaltending from him has been great. So he looked like he's going to be a great addition to the future, and you just want him to keep maintaining. He's been doing that. That's why he's the MVP. Then I would also give it to the likes of Jason Dickerson and the likes of Connor Bedard next in that category as well in this one. So you got to like that going overall for this team. So that's something that you really look forward to. Now, another thing that has very been disappointed is the likes of Lucas Reichel. Now, yes, I did say he had a great game overall, but it's been very disappointing to see him play of late because, you know, you wanted him to come in and really dominate, and he's probably been one of the most underperforming players overall. There's some players who've been incomplete, like Anton Asiyu, but he's been injured. So that's something different. But a player who's been healthy scratch and not injury-related definitely has been troubling overall. You could say Corey Perry has been a failed experiment overall. That sucks too. So Lucas Reichel's right there in that category with the failing project so far this season. Cody Perry is something you don't want to be a part of, and that's what he's a part of. I'm talking about just overall performance, not what he's been doing off the ice. It's just been terrible right now. So you hope that he can get it going. This team can get something going because that's been the struggle right now. Everybody else, the defense has been pretty much horrendous too. The defense has been a D, and I've been saying that for the longest. They just haven't get anything going. If you can't generate any offense, you're hoping that the defense can do something, but there's times where the defense does break. This is a young defensive team mixed in with a sprinkle of veterans right now that's kind of tailing on the back end. So it's not really helping overall. There's no middle ground with this team, and it shows. And that's the thing that's hurting them right now when you're watching these two teams play. And that's the thing that's been kind of troubling. Now, I would say this, you're getting some promise along the way with the likes of Colin Blackwell, Joey Anderson, you know, Taylor Radish. These guys have been stepping up a little bit along the way. I do like what they're coming, so hopefully they can bring something going forward overall. But it's going to be sucked right now because now you're going into pretty much the bye week and the NHL All-Star break. And if you compare what they've been doing this season than last season, to see if they've been improving. Now, last season, going into the All-Star break, their record was 15-29-4 with 34 points and a 56, I should say, goal differential through 48 games. Now, this season, they're going into the break 14-34-2 with 30 points and a negative 72 goal differential through 50 games. They actually got worse. So they need this break big time. You know, having this week off, they definitely need it because there's a lot of players that's been on injury reserve, including the likes of Connor Bedard. But they really need to shake some things up, get some things going as they're going to get and jump back into action. So that's the thing they definitely going to need going forward. And they're already trying to shake some things up. They've already assigned two players down to Rockford in that one. And one of those players is Cole Gutman, a guy that I actually like overall. They're now been sent down. Soderblom, I feel like, has been overworked, so he needs to finally relax. But the fact that you had four shutouts in your last five road games and 20 consecutive road losses just overall shows what this team has been doing right now. It's just been tough right now for this team. It's really, they need just a break to kind of regroup. The whole team needs that Lucas Reichel kind of just take some time off and just relax for a minute because they definitely need it and it's showing right now overall for this team. Now, the good thing is Connor Bedard is coming back, so we might see something in towards the second half where you get some hope going. So that's going to help out. And on top of that, you're going to be looking at a team like Minnesota that you're going to face, a team that I feel right now is kind of more middle of the pack too as well, a team that you should be at least competing with, contending with, staying close with. Now, I don't know if you win or lose, but these are the teams you should stay close with. This is a team that fired their coach early in the season. So that's a team that you should be able to take care of. Not like win, but at least compete with. And it's going to be on national TV, so that's going to be very interesting to see if they can come back against them overall. Now, to show you how the Blackhawks are right now, Connor Bedard's been out for a minute. And he still leads the teams in goals and assists. He has 16 goals. He has 22 assists overall. So that just shows you overall where we're at with this team. Now, we're getting the likes of people who are leading the way for this team in penalty minutes. Nick Foligno's leading this team so far in the All-Star break at the halfway point. Hits, we got Nick Foligno leading with 101. Save percentage, Petr Mrazek in that one. And then face-off win percentage at 45.7, Jason Dickerson. And the plus-minus, we got a plus-5 from Jason Dickerson overall leading the team. So those are our season leaders right now. That's looking like that's our core for right now for this season. It's Petr Mrazek, Nick Foligno, Jason Dickerson, and then hopefully Connor Bedard gets back. Hopefully we can see other players improve down the line, because if not, we're going to be talking and looking into the draft fairly soon. I remember doing this just last year, and we was talking about the Connor Bedard race kind of always past that second half right at the All-Star break. So hopefully we don't get in that talk and some things start shaping and turning around for this team. We'll be back. We'll be talking about what to look ahead for this team overall. When we're looking at this Blackhawks team, it should be very interesting overall. We're going to break that down more. Any other things that happen, we're going to let you know right here on Full Press Blackhawks. I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.